Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, knocking on the middle of October, the door of middle October, October 14th, beautiful fall morning in the city. And Alex Hammerstone joins us now, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec, to talk about October being Cybersecurity Awareness Month. How you doing, Alex?
Not too bad. We're settling into fall up here in Ohio, and seasons are starting to change, so that's exciting at least.
So you got colors and all that stuff, the leaves turning brown and everything?
They're starting to, probably about 10% so far, but in a couple more weeks, it should be a full splendor of color up here.
There you go. Let's talk about Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Cybersecurity is a catch-all phrase, is it not, for a lot of different things?
It is, and at this point, it really, I think, includes, you know, it includes privacy as well, but, you know, keeping your information secure, you know, not just your financial information, but your personal information, and kind of keeping, you know, attackers and hackers at bay. And, you know, over time, I think we've all watched it, is that it used to be, you know, for someone to steal your money, you had to, you know, be near them, right, or they could use the mail. But now, you know, really any time of day, someone halfway around the world can rob you blind just with a few clicks.
The texts I've been getting lately have gone from crazy to ridiculous and then beyond that. Everything from solicitation of favors, let's leave it at that. I was organizing my contacts and saw this number. May I know your name, please? Obviously, the recruiting efforts that go out there with the fake you know, the fake job offers and so forth. It is a 22-year-old student, recently graduated from the University of the United States, currently working with friends to earn money, free to travel anytime. And then they make an offer of some pictures. It's just crazy. Is there any way to stop these things from happening?
It's tough. You know, I think over time, you know, we've seen different things come and go, right? We've seen, you know, luckily the auto warranty scams and calls have kind of slowed down, but attackers are always moving, right? So anytime, you know, we work to kind of shut down, you know, some of these avenues for attack, they find new ways around it. You know, I think it's one of those things that I would love to see some government action. You know, might not hear those words that often from people, but to really kind of, you know, rein in and shut down some of these scams and their ability to constantly text you. We're at the point now where, you know, we have these $1,000 cell phones that we have these expensive plans for, yet we can't even use them as a phone or texting just because we get so many scams. And a lot of the scams that are coming are, of course, those toll scams or employment scams. But one of the new things are kind of these one-sentence things, you know, that say, hey, are we still meeting for lunch? Mm-hmm. Or something like that to try to start a conversation. They know people are really aware of the scams with tolls and so on and so forth. So now they're sending these simple messages to make you think you got a wrong number text, And then, of course, you reply to let them know it was a wrong number, and then they start a conversation and hope to gain your confidence that way.
So if you just reply with something stupid that you just want to kind of nudge them back, can you open yourself up to some kind of problem by doing that?
You're really better off kind of just letting these lie, right? It's for a couple reasons. You know, one is oftentimes these calls or texts are just kind of sent to see if it's a live number, mm-hmm. To see if somebody on the other end is actually a person and not just a dead number. So when you reply, you're certainly, you know, letting them know it's a real number. The other thing is, you know, for the scammers, it's really a game of numbers. So they want to send out thousands of messages and hope to get, you know, a reply from one or two. So you're much better off being in that 950 people that never reply and the scammer kind of moves on than starting a conversation and kind of getting on their radar.
When it comes to the hours on these things, I'm having a hard time leaving the phone on at night because these things starting to pop up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that more common or not?
It's really, it's a nonstop thing, right? It's like it's, you know, the scammers never sleep, you know, just between time zones and everything else. Some of these may be, you know, set up to send overnight so that you wake up to it. I don't know how much, you know, psychology there is to it, but maybe they think that if you see a text first thing in the morning, you're not going to be as clear-headed and may just automatically reply kind of before we put our glasses on and, you know, have our first cup of coffee. But I think really, you know, the scamming is happening 24/7. There's no, not necessarily any one time it's going to happen more.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Somebody said, when it says report, delete and report as junk, does that do any good or not? Or does that just make you feel better about yourself?
That absolutely does some good, right? Because that allows, you know, whether it's Apple or your cell phone provider or whomever, to kind of see, you know, the number of messages that might be coming from a certain number or a certain person. So reporting is always good, right? It won't hurt anything, but it can help.
Blocking the number?
My block list is thousands.
That's what
of
I'm
numbers.
Saying. Does it work or not? Because it just seems like they're going to come up with another one. Somebody said, my latest scam text says, hi, I've been thinking about you lately. How are you doing? And they're out there. It seems like that's the new trend. Text me at 504-260-1870. Let me know about the stupidest conversation opening message that you've gotten. 852, 8 to 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:58, about 90 seconds left. Back in the day, I used to do top five lists, and I had a deal to get a book published until the idiot owners messed it up for me. That's not the point. Alex Hammerstone is our guest, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. I always thought you could do a top 10 list of either inviting spam messages or punchlines to dirty jokes, and it would work out, Alex, but that's not the point. Let's talk about security passwords and ways to keep things safe and protect yourself during Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
So a few things, a lot of the new tips are still the old tips, you know, use strong passwords, you know, don't reuse passwords across multiple sites. Make sure you're using multi-factor authentication anywhere you can, right? So those codes or even better kind of an application on your phone that are required to sign into things. You know, limit the amount of information you're sharing whenever possible. You know, make sure you're updating your software when you get a notification on your phone or your computer to update to the latest security features. Make sure you're following that as well. And as always, just be very skeptical, you know, when you get these texts or unsolicited emails. You know, we never want to blame victims, but after someone's scammed, there's usually a lot of signs that were there, right? There was something that was off, and it should have been recognizable.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time. As always, have a good day in Cleveland. Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. We're talking Saints. We come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.